You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
You show me your relationship to money, I'll show you your relationship with God. Now, I know none of you use checking accounts any longer. I still do. But if you'll look at your checkbook ledger, or however you keep track of it, it'll show you where your treasure is. I would imagine on this Wednesday night that your checkbook, if you have one, or however you do the online stuff, it says NVBC repeatedly. Mine does. Not just once a page, but 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times on a page, NVBC, NVBC. I give to everything. My wife gives to everything. It's more blessed, Jesus said, Acts chapter 20, verse 35. It's more blessed to, it's more blessed to, than to what? God says it's more blessed. That's why Christmas, suicide goes down at Christmas. Because we're giving to people. Suicide goes up in January because we're paying the bills from December. But suicide is down in December. I've already bought the Christmas cards. I've already figured out how much money I'm giving all the kids and all the grandkids. I'm just praying for some miracles, you know, to take place. But just like you are. But I'm excited about Christmas. I'm excited about decorating the house on the outside. Won't turn the lights on before Thanksgiving, but it will be decorated before Thanksgiving. That's a little weak there. Most of you folks don't decorate before, but if I don't do it before Thanksgiving, I don't have any time to get it done. I'm excited about tonight because one of the attributes of a good Christian is stewardship. Stewardship. Look what the Bible says tonight in the book of Malachi. Malachi in chapter number 3 and verse number 8. Let's read verse 8 through 10 together. Ready? Begin. Will a man rob God? I don't know how it works, friends. I don't know how tithing works. It doesn't make sense. God says a tithe. So number one, we're looking at tithes. A tithe is a tenth part. I don't know how you live on 90% when the government takes about 60% of your money in taxes. You work till the middle of July before you finish paying your taxes for the year. And then God says, I want a tenth part plus an offering. 11% at least. I don't know how you do that. In a church like this, you give a lot more than 10%. I just know that. You're paying for Christian school and for college, and you're paying for buildings and buses and missions and all of it, and you just keep giving. You just paid over $3 million for a building out front. Since March the 4th, you just give. Thank God for you. But giving is the blessing of God. I'll pour out a blessing. I heard a man say to me years ago, I think I would have had a lot more money had I not tithed. And he was talking about how much he gave, and he gave a lot. I don't remember who it was or anything. I just remember the story. He talked about how much he gave. And I said, do you know that have you had any hospital bills in those years? Because I haven't had any. I said, have you had an automobile accident where you ruined the car? Haven't had any. I said, you don't know how much God spared you from all the expenses that you may have had you not proven God and you were a tither. You said, well, that's Old Testament. Well, let's don't turn there, but Luke 11:42 says this to the Pharisees. Woe to you Pharisees, ye tithe mint and rue and the manner of all herbs and pass over the judgment and the love of God, these things ought ye to have done? You should have tithed. That's New Testament. You should have tithed. And God says tithing is that tenth part. Secondly, turn with me to the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 16. Luke 16. Tithing is a command. Say it together. Tithing is a command. Say it one more time. You're doing great. Tithing. And then secondly, we find I'm a steward. I'm a steward. Look at Luke 16. And he said unto his disciples, there was a certain rich man which had a steward. The same was accused of him that he had wasted his goods. Now, I'm going to talk to you about stewardship for a minute. A steward is one who manages the property, the valuables, or the possessions of another. And so if I would, I do have money on me here. And so, Jared, if you'll come up here, okay? Now, Jared, I've got a $5 bill. I never have money. I got money in my pocket tonight. Praise God for that. Jared, I want you to be a good steward with that. Go ahead and be seated. I want you to guard that for me, okay? Now, he can do what he can put in his pocket. He can put it in investment. But I want him to be a good steward. A steward is one who's watching the valuables, the possessions of another. Jared's a steward of my $5 bill. Who owns that $5 bill? I do. But it's in your care. I hope by the close of the service, I remember to ask you for my $5 back. But Jared, you're in charge of that. You can't go out over here and blow it and waste it. And the guys say tonight, hey, let's go out for pizza. And say, I got $5, I'll contribute. You can't do that. You're a steward. Look what the Bible says. And here this man, he accused him that he wasted his good. And he called him and said unto him, how is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship. You know, for 25 years in January, the whole month of January, that was our theme in our church. Remember that sign? It was burgundy and it was in gold letters. And I hung it from one end of the building to the other. Give an account of thy stewardship. I preached 4 and 5 Sundays every January for 25 years on money. Do you know in January we had more adults saved that stayed with it than any other month? Because where your treasure is, there we are. So a steward is managing my property. And God says, give an account of thy stewardship. I'm going to give an account of everything that God placed in my care. I'm going to give an account of my gifts, whether I used them for God's glory or not, whether they be good or evil. And God's going to reward me. There is a pastor's reward, but you can get rewards. There's 9 rewards you can get, and you can get them in heaven at the Bema Seat Judgment and cast them at the Lord Jesus' feet. That's the purpose of winning crowns for him, not to walk around heaven and say, look at my crowns, but to give them to Jesus who is worthy and to receive honor and glory and majesty forever. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says of this steward, the steward said within himself, what shall I do? For my Lord taketh me, from me the stewardship. I cannot dig to beg. I'm ashamed. I'm resolved that what I do, that when I'm put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into the house. So he called every one of the Lord's debtors unto him. And he said to the first, how much owest thou, my Lord? And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said, take thy bill, sit down quickly and write me 50. And he said to another, how much thou owest? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said unto him, take thy bill, write 80. And the Lord commended the unjust steward because he had done wisely. I say unto you, make yourself no friends of mammon or money of unrighteousness. He that is faithful in the least is faithful also in much. First of all, tithing is a command. Secondly, I am a steward. Firstly, say it together. Tithing. Secondly, I am a
steward.
And then turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 8. I'll keep you in this passage. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. In 2 Corinthians 8, we find that tithing or stewardship begins when you can't afford it. Don't try to figure it out when you can't afford it. Moreover, brethren, we do, chapter 8, verse 1, 2 Corinthians 8, 1. Moreover, brethren, we do to the wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. Verse 2, ready, begin. How that in a great trial, you say, I can't afford it. These folks did it in their deep poverty. In deep poverty, when they had really nothing, and the Bible says they were willing, they abounded under the riches of their liberality. That's what God's word says. Stewardship doesn't begin when you can afford it. Okay, I got it all figured out. Stewardship for my wife and I. It's the first thing we write every month. I believe on tithing 52 weeks. I only get paid on the 1st and the 15th, and what I get paid on the 15th does not cover my tithe. So I really get only paid on the 1st of the month. But prior to the 1st of the month, I take all 4 weeks or all 5 weeks, the tithe envelopes, and I write for the mission, if I write for general and for missions and for Gideon and for mortgage and for vision and for the bus. And I write them all out every single week. I get it all out. Now I don't have enough money, but I get it all done. And I put them there, and every week I release them every week. Now, my wife's a big, she's a big proponent of, and I'm all for your tithing online. Offerings have gone up since you tithed online. I'm all for that. It makes it easier on the ushers and the deacons as they count the offering. But my wife doesn't believe in that. She said, I believe my grandkids need to see me every single week putting money in the offering plate. And that's okay. She can believe that. She can be wrong. But but I do the same. I do the same. I'm talking to you. This is just high school adults in here tonight. There's a dollar in there. I never put a lot in there, but I put Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday. I always put a dollar or more in there. And I always walk over and put it in. Why do I do that? I want to train your children that they can put something in that offering plate.
Praise the Lord.
I think it's a good training. And there's nothing wrong if you give online. The vast majority do give online. You tithe online. And it's so faithful and you're so dedicated. So you can keep doing that. But I like what my wife said. I want my grandkids to see their papa tithing.
Amen.
I want my one child that's still here to see her dad's tithing. And I think your kids know you tithe. And so I'm not trying to confuse you there. But stewardship begins when you can't afford it. I can always afford my tithe because it's the first thing I write. Now, I can't always afford everything else. But I can always afford my tithe. Always can afford my tithe. Because that's the first. And God wants to be first place in my life.
Amen.
Seeking first the kingdom of God. Tithing is a command. Secondly, we saw quickly that I'm a steward. Thirdly, you tithe when you can't afford it. And you can't afford it because it's first fruits. It's the first thing you do. Look in that same text. Tithing always reveals who you are. Look at verse number 5. Let's read verse 5 together. Ready? Begin. These are these people that are giving out of their deep poverty. But they said way before, a tithe as we give ourselves.
Amen.
Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. God, my life is yours to control.
Yes. Amen.
I think this is probably like you, but you know, the older you get in life, and I know I'm on borrowed time. I know I've already used up the years God said I'm supposed to live. And I love the years that God's given me. And I hope He gives me many more to serve Him. And I feel like He's going to. But I tell you what, I don't want to mess this thing up at all.
Praise God.
I just got a report. I can't go online like you can and find out where your tithing is for this year. I don't know how to do that on the computer. But Brother Sly, he just gave it to me. I believe, and it's pages, all 8.5 by 11. I believe I'm going to beat last year this year. Every year my goal is to beat the previous year. And I'm not going to tell you how much I give. The deacons could if you want to ask them. They count the offering. I just try to give to everything. And the older you get in life, we're at the point in our life, we don't need more furniture. We need less furniture. We need to get rid of some things. We don't need to have a, some of you folks, I'm not, my wife and I are neither one of us hoarders. Some of you are going to leave your kids a mess. You just hoard everything. And it's not good. Just get rid of it. Just throw it away. But you ought to deal with that for your kids' sake. And God's word here, it's getting quiet in here now. God's word says it reveals who you are. Because God says here in verse number 5, they first gave their own selves to the Lord. I want God to have all of me. I want God to have every part of me. I want Him to have my pocketbook. I want Him to have my mind, my eyes, my ears, my hands, my feet. Brother Fanera knows this. Don't ever feel sorry for me. Pastor, so I am so busy. Wednesday's a highlight for me, Brother Fanera. I was thinking this night, getting ready for church, how long ago this morning at 8 o'clock I saw you for elementary chapel. And those, your parents, every one of you that have children in our school, you are to be commended. Amen. All the way from K-4, Miss Kissel in your class, those kids listen. Your kids listen. And we're studying the solar system. Today was thunder and lightning because they go together. They always have to have one and the other. And it's just so exciting to those kids. I show them a 3-minute video about all, and they just love it. And by the way, let me just tell you this, you cheapskates. This is a good illustration on stewardship night. You're not giving your kids their money for their teeth. We lost 5 teeth this morning, I think, and not one dime was given by you cheap parents to your poor little children. Those kids were bawling, they were crying, they were upset. They had to go to a timeout. They had to just get all worked up. And let's come through, folks. Molars are, okay, regular teeth are just, I'm off the subject, but regular teeth are like a, what are they? It's not a dime, it's not 50 cents. What's a regular tooth, a buck? Two? A buck is fine. Molars are those big old things. They're what? What are they? Nobody's gonna say, you're worried about it. In other words, parents, get right with God. I'll see you at the altar tonight. You're not coming through. You know, it always reveals who you are. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. I am for you owning a boat. I think to own a boat would be a great thing. But the problem with a boat, and the only problem is, you have to be out on the boat on Sunday. You can't have it in your driveway. And you're probably working Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday. And so all you've got to get out on the boat on Sunday. But that boat's taking you out of the house of God. Look at the number in this text, verse number 7. Number 5, tithing is a grace. Let's read verse number 7. Ready? Begin. Therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith, This grace of giving, marvelous grace, God's riches at Christ's expense. It is God's grace that allows us to give. I just looked at the time. Let me give you one more. Chapter 9, verse 6, 7, and 8. Seek to be liberal with God. Seek to be liberal. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap sparingly, and he that soweth bountifully shall reap bountifully. Verse number 7, read it together. Every man. Giving and the offering plate ought to be a very exciting time for God's people. And this church literally is the model church in America for giving.
Yeah.
It is, Brother Peter. God's people tithe, they sacrifice, they give. They're just, you're amazing. But everybody ought to be giving.
Amen.
It's more blessed to give. I came here in 1977, and in 77 when I came here, I was so afraid that you were gonna find out I wasn't smart. I'd go to the back door Sunday morning, shake hands, and immediately when the line was going down, I could see some people that waiting to talk to me, I'd ran to the front office and hid. Because I knew you were gonna ask me a Bible question to find out that I didn't know that Bible answer. And I thought you're gonna fire me. My wife will attest to this. I had deacons meeting once a month. I had about 5 deacons to start with. I would get sick to my stomach. My head would be exploding. I was sick all day because I thought they'd find out I wasn't very smart. And I thought they're gonna find out that they didn't want me to be their pastor. And I thought they were gonna fire me. That's the way I dealt with this church that first year. I loved you to death. I just loved God's people. And our church was growing, but I was so nervous. The one thing I was nervous about, worse than anything, was talking to you about the offering. I read Dr. Clearwater's books. He was back in the 40s. He would teach a 5-minute mini message before every offering. He would preach on tithing, Fourth Baptist Church in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and he'd teach on tithing and giving every single service for 5 minutes, and he published that book. I read it, but I could stand up and say, folks, you got to give today. There were 2 things that motivated me. One, I had to ask you to give because we were bankrupt. I just had to ask you to give. But secondly, a preacher said, he's with the Lord now, 1976, Brother Jack, you're not doing something to your people. You're doing something for your people. When you get them to give and to tithe and invest in the work of love, you're not doing it to them. You're doing it for them. That little statement, he said that in 1976. I want to say, Pat, it was Eli Haru that taught me that. He said, you're not trying to get out of, you're trying to get into them and having to learn to give. That helped me so much. I immediately started campaigns. We bought the building, we sold bonds, we built another building. We got missions going, got the buses going. And everything, I had to raise money for everything. And I'm not gonna stop till the day I die. I've got so many visions for this church, but it's gonna take money. And God's raised you up to help us with this. Our Father, I thank you that a mark of a good Christian, the attribute of a good Christian is stewardship. We're all commanded to tithe. Bless this invitation. Let's stand together, please.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.